Well, we were given hope yesterday that there was a chance that this threat was going to be lifted, and instead of that, overnight we've gotten a very considerable escalation of the threat and an expansion of it to address potentially a lot more staff, and our staff are very, very concerned for their safety and the safety of their families. And this morning we're having a series of meetings with party leaders and with the trade unions to try and manage what is a really distressing and difficult situation.
There must be a real fear amongst staff here. Have any considered quitting their jobs?
Well, no one has said that to me at this point, but I can tell you they're very, very concerned, as are their families. We had a show of support yesterday from the wider community, and I spoke to some family members yesterday, and I can tell you some of them are very unhappy about the safety of their loved ones going to work. You know, this really is a challenge to civic society. This is a general threat to the delivery of public services in the city here. It's totally unacceptable, and I would call on the people behind this threat to withdraw it immediately. We cannot run a city with this threat hanging over public sector employees.
Do the staff have any idea how these threats came about?
No, they, just like the rest of us, are baffled by this. The staff go out in uniform. They're in marked vehicles. They're well known in the community. They're highly visible. They're there to do low-level management of antisocial behaviour issues and other issues at that sort of level that are troubling the local community. The very suggestion that they would be out, you know, doing surveillance or anything like it is just a farcical idea.